Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to today's episode. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and this is the Manifesting Doll podcast. And today I want to talk about being more consistent with food and talking about how to do that and how that's going to help with your manifestation of your ideal weight, having more freedom around food, perhaps overcoming binge eating or an emotional eating, and just stepping into a more happier version of yourself, right? Because if you're here, then likely food and your weight does cause a lot of stress and anxiety for you. And I totally feel you, right? And I know that from my perspective now, it seems hard to for you to imagine that I had stress and anxiety around food and weight, but I really did. And I just want you to know that I've felt so comfortable and confident around food for at least the last 4 years now. And looking back at how I used to be, I'm basically like I'm a completely different person now, okay? So I just want you to have faith that you can achieve that too. And one of the biggest things that helped me was staying persistent in my journey. So what that means is that I didn't succumb to this idea around failure, right? And I didn't succumb to this thing of like, I'm not capable of doing it, right? And I just went with the mentality that if I'm persistent and if I open myself up to learning more and listening to content regularly and implementing what I've learned until it is a true, like it's a new habit, then that's going to be inevitable, right? Because all we have to do is create new habits. And what I mean by habits is just new neural pathways that our brain then uses to go about our lives. And that's literally all I've done. I've just reprogrammed my mind, basically. And now the way I am around food is completely different to how I used to be. And I no longer have to fear food. I no longer have to stress about it. I no longer have to, stop myself from buying certain foods out of fear that I'll eat too much of it. Or I don't have to get anxiety if I feel like a slice of cake or something sweet. Right? And I no longer have to fear these things. And that's really where I want you to get to that place where not only do you feel confident in your body and with your weight, but you're no longer fluctuating up and down. You're no longer binge eating and you're no longer stressed and you feel like the best version of yourself. And just emotionally, what this does for you emotionally is because you've worked on your emotional intelligence, you've worked on being in alignment and how to practice yourself into alignment around food, you then become better at manifesting other things in life too, because this stuff actually pays off in other ways too. So that learning these skills around weight loss manifestation and around my emotional well-being has helped me in so many other avenues. So I really want to help you get to that place as well, because the skills that you learn in one area of life can be applied to other areas. And a lot of the time, the sabotaging thoughts that we have and the sabotaging characteristics and habits that we have apply in other areas of life. There's that saying that how you do one thing is how you do everything. So how you eat and how you go about your weight loss is likely how you go about other things in life too. So it's really going to help you to learn some of the things that I teach in my podcast and my courses and my one-on-one coaching actually help you in so many other areas of your life. And that's why I'm so happy to be able to transform so many of you from the inside out, because weight loss is so much more than just weight, right? It's so much more than that. It's about releasing stuff, right? And it's not about just releasing weight. When you truly manifest weight loss, like you truly become a different version of yourself, it's like you release stuff that wasn't ever you. Like you were born into this world, right? And then you were conditioned a certain way as a child. And your journey is about unlearning some of the stuff you learned as a child and becoming an adult version of you, right? There's certain beliefs and certain things that you hold, certain perceptions that no longer align with you, but you're just not aware of it. And it's tied into your eating and your weight in such a way that you can't release the weight until you've completed that universal lesson or shed some sort of a belief. You've shifted some sort of perception that you have. And I really believe this because that's what I went through my emotional and spiritual journey around my weight and my eating issues, right? So because emotions are literally, like, emotions are tied into weight. And when you hold excess weight, it's usually emotional baggage. There is a sense of emotional baggage there. It is, because our eating is so tied into our emotions. Think about it logically, right? Weight loss is easy on a logical level. It's like it's a calorie deficit. It's not that big of a deal from a logical perspective. It's like, okay, so if I follow a meal plan that puts me in a calorie deficit, I lose weight, right? But then emotionally, we're not able to do that because there's so many things. Like, our brain is very complex, and we're complex beings like that because we're not just like this machine or this robot. There's so much more to us. And so the way that I was able to kind of shift into this person who no longer has to worry about her weight and food and all of that, and it's just more of a trusting relationship, it's more intuitive, etc., is a result of shifting many, many beliefs that I held, a lot of emotional shifting, right? A lot of shifting of my energy around different areas of my life that was tied into my weight. So in terms of today's topic, this all ties into how to be more consistent around food, right? And I want to talk about also what this word means, because if I say it now, like, to be more consistent around food, right? I say it, but if I think back to the younger version of myself, hearing other people say that, because I used to hear people saying it all the time, be consistent around food, I understood the word, but I didn't really understand what it meant. Like, I didn't understand what the implementation of it meant and that I was doing it wrong, right? Because you'll find meal plans or whatever online, or you'll go about your weight loss and you're like, yeah, I do eat consistently. But the thing is that a lot of the time, and what I used to do as well, was that I would put myself in too much of a restrictive diet And then I would think that I'd basically have this fear around it, thinking that that was the only way I was going to be able to lose weight, was to be really restrictive and to exercise a lot. And I also had a lot of guilt around not exercising a lot or not being strict around food. And then in the practical sense, I would plateau because I was a chronic dieter. So then when I did binge, I gained weight easily. And the binge eating was quite normal considering that the types of restrictive diets I would put myself on. And so I think that a lot of people out there are doing that same yo-yo dieting, that same all or nothing mentality. And it's like, you're especially like with things like keto and stuff like that, it's very restrictive. And then so we get this sense of having to be really restrictive in order to lose weight or be healthy. And another thing is too, like even just from a health perspective, sometimes we can get really caught up in having to be really perfect around that too. So you might be like, well, my weight is due to my hormones, right? This is a big one that comes up a lot. And then you're like, well, it's because I've got to cut out soy and I've got to avoid yeast because I've got a yeast issue, and I can't have sugar because of the yeast issue. And I'm just saying this stuff because this is the stuff I used to go through when I was going to my naturopath years ago, okay? And the issues around my hormonal health and my all of that stuff, I'm not saying that there wasn't things that I did or supplements that I took, but a lot of it was my beliefs and my emotions as well. So I just, like I always say, I just need people to keep that in mind, because your emotions and your energy really impact your health and well-being a lot more than I think a lot of people realize. And that I used to fall into this pattern of like the fixing mentality. I've got to fix this, and oh my God, I can't touch sugar, and oh my God, like, yeah, I've got to be super restrictive in order to get better. And it's just the wrong energy whereby your body can't actually get better because of the mind-body connection. You're under too much stress, and it's such a subtle thing, but it is really important to understand. And just on that topic around having to follow certain ways of eating to fix things like hormonal health or whatever you're going through, maybe you're on that type of journey, then it is hard to stay consistent if you're being really restrictive again. And so one of the biggest things you can do is have compassion towards yourself when you're not being perfect. And one of the things that is important, and this sounds very counterintuitive, is to lower your standards of yourself. Because what a lot of us do, and I think society in general and the weight loss industry and health industry, puts on really unrealistic expectations around food. And I'm not talking about people who necessarily like don't look after themselves. I'm talking about the majority of you here will, a lot of you are more so towards the perhaps like the part where you're a bit too obsessive about eating healthy and stuff like that. And what I mean by that is that you probably eat better than you really think, and you beat yourself up because you've had a burger or some ice cream or whatever. Like I was talking to somebody the other day about this, and just her energy around having like a burger or having something, fries or something to eat, was was really that of guilt and almost ashamed to admit that she had had it. And that's more the issue, I think, around food, is the energy and the guilt that we associate with it, which doesn't help. Like, it really doesn't help, especially with binge eating and emotional eating. Dropping the judgment around food is what's going to really help you become more consistent around food and not this up and down yo-yo dieting, right? So to be more consistent, you've got to be where you're at. And what I mean by that is stop trying to push yourself to be somewhere other than where you are now. You've got to start where you are now. And with everything to do with law of attraction and manifestation around food and weight loss, manifestation around food and weight loss is really about building up your confidence and trust around your body. That's what the ultimate manifestation is around being able to lose weight, is having to be confident around food and trusting yourself around food. And to manifest that, you've got to be where you are now. There's no point in trying to push yourself into being good around food. You've got to shift the energy around what you're currently doing. And I've said this a few times, because you've got to feel good in order to get to where you want to go. And it's so interesting how it's the same with every aspect, like around money as well. I've been working with Genevieve Rackham as my coach, and even today, like, I had a session with her, and one of the things she says, like, and I think Abraham Hicks says it, like, you can't find the solution if you're not in a solution-based energy, right? And that's what I talked about before as well, around this fixing energy around food and weight loss. When you get into that fixing energy, you have to get into the solution energy in order to manifest the solution to your weight loss. And then the weight loss strategy is really easy then, because it just comes to you, right? It just comes to you. And for me, my manifestation of weight loss journey included a variety of things. It included intuitive eating and listening to, like, and being mindful around food, but also a little bit of a macro counting. But I did it very intuitively. Like, it all just came to me. The answers just came to me, and the right people showed up that helped me. But the thing that I did was work on my emotional well-being, my relationship to food, and I focused on staying in alignment and not allowing my ego to come in and tell me all sorts of stories about my weight and why I wasn't able to do what I needed to do, right? And this is the kind of stuff that I go through in my different courses. So the Manifesting Weight Loss 3-day course and the No Diet Babe Academy. The No Diet Babe Academy is really for the emotional eater and the binge eater. That's really what I cover in that course. But yeah, the key thing here is to shift your energy and allow yourself to be where you are now and change your perception of where you are now. And then you are in a place to start making changes around your habits around food. Okay. So in terms of being more consistent around food, if you're having trouble being consistent around food, there's a few different things going on here. So you're probably operating from the dieting mentality. You've got this very black and white thinking around food, meaning there's good and bad foods, and that you're either doing really good or you're doing really bad. Another thing is that you're like that dieting mentality, the relationship to food, the way you perceive food, is food is very alluring to you, right? And this is the thing, right? When food is alluring to you and you have trouble around food, or you have trouble with cravings and stuff like that, you tend to take that on as an identity. you take that on as an identity, but that isn't you. That's not you. That's just a personality that you've learned, and therefore it's something that you can unlearn. And I just want you to keep that in mind with your behaviors around food. You tend to, like, I know I used to do this, take that on as you and like as a personality that you can't change. And I just want you to know that you can change the way that you are around food 100%. And so this whole idea that you can't be consistent because that of your personality around food, that you tend to be this person that is impulsive around food, or I eat when I'm stressed, or I'm an emotional eater and I'm always up and down, or I just can't stick to it. You know, I just can't stick to healthy eating. I just can't stick to a strategy of weight loss, or like I'm just addicted to sugar. These are just perceptions and beliefs and thoughts that your ego keeps playing on over and over again, but it's not who you need to be, okay? You can shift into a different version of yourself that's no longer that person. And so the thing that's stopping you from going from somebody who's all or nothing and all over the shop with their eating and the person who's consistent is to shift your emotional health and your beliefs and your energy around food and getting back into alignment around food and weight, and then you'll be able to be consistent. And the thing that it starts with is shifting your energy around what you're currently doing, what you're currently doing right now. And I mean, from a practical sense, like that's from an emotional sense. And then from a practical sense, to be more consistent, you need to drop, like, you need to drop the perfectionism. Like, you need to start planning times where you eat food that you enjoy. And you pretty much should enjoy everything that you eat. Like, why on earth would you eat something you don't enjoy? I mean, look, most of us will enjoy vegetables. I mean, come on. If you don't enjoy any vegetables, then I think that your taste buds can shift, first of all. That's known scientific fact that your taste buds can shift. And I think that if you have a really strong connection to sugar and certain foods, it's just an emotional thing. It's an emotional thing. My tastes have changed since I overcame emotional eating. So like yesterday I bought went to the gluten-free bakery, which I don't really eat a lot of sweet food, right? I enjoy, I have like sweet coffees, but that's about all the sweet stuff I have in a day, right? And every now and again, like I can't remember the last time I ate cake, honestly. It's been like weeks or even months. But yesterday I went to the gluten-free bakery and I got like a caramel slice in a little mud cake. And I had about half the caramel slice and I had the other half today because it's very sweet. I can't eat it all in one go. And I had some mud cake. I couldn't finish the mud cake. I just threw the rest away, which is like, it's not from an energy of I'm throwing it away because it's bad for me and I don't trust myself. It's coming from I literally don't feel like it. Like, it's so genuine to me right now to be like, I just don't feel like it. But I didn't get to that place by pushing. I allowed myself to get to that place because it's who I could truly become. And it's who you can truly become too. And one of the things that I had to drop in order to become that person from a practical sense, like, you know, of course you got to do the energetic stuff, the emotional stuff, but from a practical sense, I stopped being so restrictive around carbs, like, because just increasing my intake of carbohydrates that weren't super sweet, like I'm just talking about rice, pasta, breads, like the savory stuff, like increasing the savory carbs has really helped me not crave those really processed stuff like cakes, biscuits, and sweets, right? And so I think that from a practical sense, that's really important to consider as well. And look, like with everything that I've talked about, I just think that there's the three pillars that with weight loss manifestation that I went through. I went through the practical stuff, like the fact that you don't want to put yourself in too much of a calorie deficit because you'll plateau. And if you have plateaued, the solution isn't really putting yourself in it more of a calorie deficit. It's usually reverse dieting. Number two, the psychology. So it's well known in eating psychology that when you put foods as forbidden or say that they're bad for you, that they'll become more alluring. That's just known among psychologists, the ones who deal with eating disorders, right? And number three, your spirituality, because you can do the eating psychology aspect, you can go to a therapist and you can talk about your issues all day long, but if you're staying in that problematic thought patterns, you're not in an energy to receive the solution or be happy and be in alignment. So you're going to stay an emotional eater and a binge eater. So there's these three pillars that are required for the manifestation of weight loss, right? But the thing is that in terms of the practical stuff, sometimes you'll do it without needing to understand it. Like you won't always, not every single person on this earth will need to know any practical details around food in order to lose weight, right? Because there's tons of people out there who just lose weight without really trying or accidentally or whatever. So I don't say that because I need you to learn everything or know all that stuff inside out like I did. It's more that there's some people that may need to learn some of that stuff, right? And that's all about you and your own journey, and it's more about discovering yourself. This is more of a spiritual journey than you realize. Like if you have issues around your weight, like I said, it's tied into emotional stuff and it actually is a gift. Like emotional eating and all of that is actually a gift because once you learn to have those skills around your emotions and shifting them, you just become a person who's able to manage life better, be happier, have less anxiety and depression, and also you become a better manifester because manifestation is all about your emotions, right? So, and your thoughts and beliefs. So if you can become more of a mindful person and you know what's going on in your head, it's going to help you a lot. So in terms of, yeah, being more consistent, how to be more consistent, it's really to change your perception of what you currently do. You really have to unlearn the dieting rules. I had to unlearn the dieting rules in such a way where I just focused on me and enjoying food. Like, what is even food to you? Like, how do you see it? Do you see it as this love-hate thing? Because that's how I used to be. Like, I love it, like I need it. But at the same time, I hated it and I didn't even want to be mindful with it. I just shoved it in my mouth and there we go, I'm done. Like, that kind of stuff. Because it was like, oh, well, I have to eat this because this is what I should be eating. And so in terms of, like, getting to that place where you're more consistent, I want you to perhaps take the pressure off about what you should be doing and just look at what you're doing right now as being okay. And perhaps the fact that you're either too restrictive or you're binge eating, what would somewhere in the middle look like for you? If you could add up all the times that you've been really, really restrictive and then add up all the times where you binge, where is that in between? And maybe you just need to become more confident around just maintaining your weight before you get to start losing it, right? Because it's all about shifting your energy and shifting how you feel about yourself and your ability to manage yourself around food. You want to manifest confidence around food and trust around food. That is the key to keeping your weight off once you lose it and the losing of it. So there's no point in trying to lose the weight if you're not in an energy of trust and confidence. And it's bit by bit you can build that up. But that's really what I can help with my one-on-one coaching. Because like everything I do is a lot about your emotions and your emotions and how that's tied into your weight and food. That's really what I'm passionate about because I was an emotional eater. And overcoming that is the best thing ever. And so if you're having troubles around that, I can so help you change your life over 12 weeks. Like there's so much I've cracked the code around emotional eating that I don't want it to take as long as it did for me because I just couldn't get all that information that I needed in the one place. And I feel like I don't know anyone who really covers those three pillars that I spoke about. And that's where I really want to help you crack that code for yourself, because once you do, it's just so much easier to you just become a different person. Like you'll just become this person who finds weight and food to not be an issue anymore. And I want you to know that that's completely possible. And this idea that you can't, or that you're not capable, or that it's your genetics or your upbringing or your personality around food, that's just your ego talking, okay? Anything that doesn't agree with you getting to the outcome that you want is your ego, right? And I want you to realize, so you, when that voice comes up, you can be like, hey, this isn't me, this is my ego. And then that voice eventually loses its power. It no longer has power over you and the way that you behave, right? And that's an amazing thing to get to. So I hope that this all makes sense. Like being more consistent around food is about changing your thought patterns around food. It's about changing your energy around food. It's all about your relationship to food. Like everything that you want, everything that you've been striving for, that you've been just following the traditional advice on how to do it. Trust me, you're going on this merry-go-round that you're never going to get off on if you don't start changing the mental aspect of the way you perceive food and weight, right? Because why is it that for, say, 10 years of my life, I was on that same merry-go-round of dieting, doing it the traditional way, and I never got to where I wanted, and if anything, I kept on gaining more weight every time I tried to lose it. Until I shifted who I was on a mental aspect, I focused on the psychology and manifestation of weight loss, and then voila, now I'm this naturally slim chick. Everybody's like, you're just lucky. It's like, it's not luck. It is a persistence and a deliberate change of my thought patterns and beliefs and emotions around food. This was a very deliberate manifestation that I put a lot of time and effort into from a mental perspective. It wasn't effort on a physical plane. It was effort on a mental plane where I shifted my mentality. And it's when you shift your mentality that it can feel like you're not getting anything out of it, but the payoff is permanent. I have not found any other solution more permanent than what I have right now. What I have right now has lasted me years. Not in ever in the history of my life, my whole 32, almost 33 years of life, has my weight been more consistent than it has been over the last 4 to 5 years of implementing what I teach you? So that to me is like proof enough of like in of itself, like shit. I just want you to get this. Like, the traditional way that you perceive weight is just, has it worked for you? No. No, it's not that weight loss science doesn't matter. It's the way you perceive it that matters. It's the dieting mentality. I literally had a question in my inbox saying, so are you saying to people like not to diet? Hey, I've said before that weight loss still, like, as far as I know, you need to be in a calorie deficit. Probably not as much as you think. I think that people put themselves in too much of a calorie deficit. You'd be surprised that if you reverse diet or if you understand all of that stuff, that you can actually lose weight eating a lot of calories. Like, I lost weight eating over 2,000 calories, which I would have never ever thought of doing back when I was a chronic dieter, right? So you'd be surprised at how much food you can actually eat and still lose weight, right? But in terms of whether or not you're going to be able to do the tasks, like I said, we are emotional beings. Like, logically, we can know what to do, but we will still not do it because emotionally we've been wired to self-sabotage. And that's not a personality flaw, okay? Please, there's nothing wrong with your identity or personality in that sense. It is just the way you have been conditioned, which is how is what you're going to shift. So it's all good. Anyway, I wanted to announce a Black Friday sale. My No Diet Babe Academy is 50% off until Sunday, Australian Eastern Standard Time. The details will be in the show notes. So my No Diet Babe Academy course, let me tell you about this course, okay? This course is for you if you are struggling with binge eating, if you are struggling with emotional eating, impulsive eating, sugar addiction. It has got to do with changing your relationship to food. And what I mean by this is this course is going to help you go from being chronic dieter to intuitive eater. It will teach you how to start listening to your genuine hunger. It will teach you how to know when to stop eating when you're full. It will teach you law of attraction as well, around healing your body image and building a life where you no longer obsess over your weight and food. And you will learn the psychology aspect of eating and changing your perception of food and overcoming the emotional attachment that you have to food. So the strong emotional attachment, the relationship that you have to food, where food is this thing that you can't control yourself around, okay, where you have endless cravings and you feel so drawn to food and you're just so impulsive around it, you just can't control yourself. This is the course that has helped many women shift that relationship to food and end binge eating in a matter of weeks. Okay, this is a very powerful course. So what you get is 4 modules which are released week by week and worksheets. So I have very carefully curated worksheets which map out the same journey that I used to overcome emotional eating from a psychological and spiritual aspect. And then, of course, I also have some nutritional information around macros and stuff that I use, but that's just kind of more of a bonus content there, because the main stuff is about becoming an intuitive eater. It's about ending the emotional eating and the becoming less of a obsessed dieter and building a life where you are not so preoccupied with your cravings. So this is a very good course. You get also meditations. You get a letting feelings flow meditation, which teaches you how to manage your feelings. You get a post binge meditation. So this is really important. This is the exact tools that I used after a binge, because after a binge is pretty much your most critical time as to whether or not you're going to, how you address a binge is going to determine whether or not you stay in momentum of continuing to binge. So how you manage that moment is really important. So I've created a post-binge meditation. The other thing that I have is a cravings cure meditation. So when you feel a binge eating episode coming on, or you feel the extreme urge to eat and you can't control it, it's very compulsive, it's very emotional, then you can listen to this meditation and complete the worksheet, which is going to help you actually understand what is the root cause of the craving, because it's emotional. It's not something you can just deny or repel. It's a very specific set of guidelines that you want to follow in order to manage the craving, because when you resist, it persists, okay? When you resist cravings, they persist, and that's why the dieting mentality in the dieting industry makes you feel like you lack willpower. But it's not that, it's just human behavior, and we have to address it understanding human behavior. And we know that there's plenty of understanding around human behavior in psychology, and combining and intertwining psychology with spirituality and law of attraction, and you will overcome binge eating and emotional eating. So that course is on sale from now until Sunday, Australian Eastern Standard Time. The details will be on the site. The course is 50% off, so it will be $249. So if you would like a payment plan, reach out to me, because that won't be on the website. Also, babes, I still have a few spots available for one-on-one coaching with me. One-on-one coaching with me, which is an epic 12-week transformation where you get my one-on-one attention. And so this is an epic, epic, epic opportunity. If you want some more details, we're going to book a call. Let's have a chat. And the details can be found. I think recently I found out my applications weren't all coming through. So maybe send me a DM on Instagram or email barbaraorban@nodietbabe.com so I can do an assessment with you and find out if the one-on-one coaching is right for you. So anyway, babes, I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and I hope this episode was helpful. Let me know if it was. I love feedback. I love to hear from you babes on how my episodes help you. So send me a message on Instagram or an email. And also, if you have any suggestions for upcoming episodes, I'd love to hear from you. Love you, babes. And I look forward to the next episode. Okay, bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe, or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.